into your life. There's no turning back, even while we sleep. We will find you acting on your best behavior. Turn your back on Mother Nature. Everybody wants to.
And the fight for world money dominance continues. This week has been another roller coaster for the stock market. First, the stocks went up, and then they went down, and now oil is starting to crash. The fear index is running rampant. This week we saw Ebola begin to cause ripples of fear throughout the country. Greece's economy is beginning to crash again, and Russia has really started flexing their muscle on the global economy. The cracks of the World Financial Foundation are beginning to widen, everyone. This is Fox 519, bringing you the news that matters to your pocketbook as patriots and preppers. This is Eye on the Economy, brought to you by Radio Free Redoubt. Welcome back. Eye on the Economy is brought to you this week by the PrepperRecon.com store. Stop by the PrepperRecon.com supply store for a great selection of Molly compression packs, hydration kits, and concealed carry tactical slings. Packs and slings are available in several tacti-cool colors and camel patterns with your choice of patch to let liberals know how you feel. Choose from the ever-popular Moulin LaBey Come and Take It patch, the Sheepdog patch, or matching U.S. flag patches. Also check out the great selection of Molly-compatible individual first aid kits, which feature an IBD chest seal, quick clot, NPA tourniquet, an EMT shears, and tons of extras. Go to the PrepperRecon.com store and click on the store tab at the top of the homepage. And now, on to the news. Okay, so are you feeling a bit fluish yet? Well, if you do, don't tell anyone or joke about it. Because if you do, you could cause amazing consequences and you could be personally responsible for the market collapse. This week, we began to see how fear began to impact the U.S. on what Ebola will do when it begins to expand. On Wednesday of this week, U.S. stock gains for 2014 were wiped out within a few hours on Wednesday as fears about a slowing global economy and the spread of Ebola crushed stocks and drove investors to other safe havens like gold or silver. And both of those were up by the end of the day. The Dow, the S&P, and the NASDAQ fell more than 1% or around 460 points. Ebola is proving to be itself a worthy foe for our economy. Yes, the economy was already hanging by a string and continues to do so, but Ebola just proves that it can be the candle under that string that will eventually break it. The likelihood that Ebola is spreading domestically is extremely high. The president has failed to put a travel ban in place, the CDC continues to bungle any attempt to protect the people helping the virus victims, and computer projection models from Northeastern University in Boston at this point in time show that we could see as many as 100,000 cases in January of this year worldwide. All these factors will cause great and terrible financial damage to our economy as well as the world. Now, it is highly probable that the fear of the virus could cause greater impact to the market itself than the virus in the short term. Now, what does that mean to you and I, Joe and Jane Patriot? Well, we have to look at it from three angles. Number one, if Ebola goes, quote, hot, how will it affect your daily routine? For one, I guarantee you won't be traveling anywhere by any means. You won't want to go to the public spaces like the mall, the grocery store, or even work or school. People won't go anywhere out of fear of catching this horrible, horrible virus. Number two, so if Ebola affects those changes in my daily life, what does that mean in the long run? Well, it means that the just-in-time system of delivery of goods or services worldwide would be rendered inert. It just won't happen anymore. There won't be any more fresh fruits or vegetables being delivered to your grocery store. Canned goods, all those kind of things will run late, or even none at all. Cash doesn't get delivered to the banks, and they will probably close or go on holiday indefinitely. And medicine needed for pharmacies will probably stop flowing, so things like insulin and other medically important drugs will rapidly dry up. Now finally, three. If the drugs and other important items stop flowing to where they need to go to, what does that mean? Well, expect great and amazing terrible amounts of death. Not just from the virus itself, but from the lack of food and medically necessary drugs to sustain life or even keep people sane for that matter. So, Ebola just isn't a nasty little bug that liquefies your organs. It will rot the economy from the inside out, just like it will you if you catch it. Now is the perfect time you need to be talking with your family and survival group about your bug-in or bug-out plan. If you put this off, it'll be too late. You will deeply, deeply regret it. In other world news tonight, the nation of Greece is about to collapse once again.
This week, the market in Greece took an overall 9% hit to their domestic trading markets, and the banks within those markets took an even bigger pounding. Here are some of the numbers, just in case you missed them this week. NBG Bank, down 13% in stock price. Alpha Bank, down 14% in stock price. And Eurobank took the biggest hit at 20% down in their stock price. So again, why is this happening in Greece? It's happened before, and now it's happening all over again. Well, really two reasons. One is that the rise of the political popularity of left-wing Alexis Tsipras. He is the leader of the Syriza party, and if he ever got elected and he came to power, it would take much more than confrontational. He would take a much more confrontational stance with the Eurozone in regards to austerity, and that's affecting the market price as well. Meanwhile, a rift is also growing between the current Greek government and the rest of the EU, as Greece is keen to exit the bailout program. The EU is not so sure about this. The decrease in the Grecian numbers this week in their stock markets may seem like an indicator that EU has just decided to let Greece fail and deal with the consequences of their actions. Maybe. But more importantly, Greece, yes, hasn't fixed their problems. They still overspend. They still have massive unemployment. They still have given up their sovereignty to a World Bank that prints money out of thin air and just buys up stock with it. And Greece has gone into debt over this. Nothing has changed. Greece is an example of what we will soon be. We spend too much, we owe our soul to the rest of the world, and we have no intention of changing our financial behaviors to ensure the protection of our people and our economy. We can't keep going like this. Our leaders just don't get it anymore. If I were in your shoes, everyone, I would be doubling up my efforts with my prep supplies and planning with my team right now what our plan would be when the economy finally collapses. Finally tonight, Russia has begun to flex some real muscle on the world economy scale. In an interview this week on CNBC, this week, Russian Prime Minister Dmitry Medvedev had some very strong comments on what Russia and China think about the dollar. Here is the Prime Minister speaking through an interpreter.
Do you see the action that you're taking here alongside China as a way of trying to reduce the dollar's significance globally and to try to marginalize America's power economically in the world?
We have nothing against the dollar, and I don't think China has anything against it either. But we believe that a modern currency system should be better balanced, so that when one of the currencies is sagging, this should be compensated by other global reserve currencies. I believe that we need 6 or 7 reserve currencies to create the required level of financial stability, and they should include the UN. We also considered the ruble, but this is a goal for a more distant future.
The Prime Minister's comments to me further signify the actions that Russia and China have been taking. Sure, the Prime Minister tried to spin it like they still like the dollar throughout the interview, but it's just him being nice. They don't like the dollar. They don't like the U.S.'s livid sanctions against them, and they certainly don't like our president's leadership. They are moving against the dollar. They will unseat it as the reserve currency of the world, and we need to be ready for it. Now, with these three stories in mind, here's my advice for you this evening. With the onslaught of Ebola potentially coming at us, and the financial waves that are getting ready to crash all around the globe, it's time for you guys to get organized. I had the distinct privilege this week to go and speak with the Ponderay County Patriots, and it was a great experience. They are doing an awesome job of getting organized for their community. They're working to ensure that when it all falls apart, they can help their community pick up the pieces. I want to commend Floyd and Angie, and I want to tell them a great job at rallying your team. We all need to do the same. These are strong patriots, and we need to emulate them. It's time to make sure that you and your team are ready to help the community when FEMA, the CDC, or our government fails to do so. If you haven't begun looking for joining a patriotic civic organization, I'd recommend doing so. Remember, you can hide all you want behind your 6-foot razor wire fence, but you still need to deal with the world when it comes to your doorstep. Thanks again for listening this week, and for Eye on the Economy and Radio Free Readout, this is Fox 519 signing off. God bless.
In American Reset, the final chapter of the economic collapse chronicles, the ultimate contest between liberty and tyranny reaches the apex. The Bear family and their neighbors learn the true value of community as they rely on each other to survive the war and the effects of the financial meltdown. Will the collapse bring an oppressive regime that enslaves the American people, or will the patriots prevail and guide the country back to a place of freedom, peace, and prosperity? Get your copy of American Reset in Kindle, paperback, or audio edition at Amazon.com today.